Van Durst, former civil servant who died in Antwerp in 1863 at the age of 80. A short time after Van Durst's passing, a medium asked his spirit guide if he could evoke the deceased spirit of Van Durst, and he received the reply,
"This spirit is slowly emerging from the state of confusion. He might be able to answer, but communication would be costly to him. I would ask you to wait 4 more days, and then he will be able to respond to you. Until then, he will know about the good intentions you have expressed towards him, and he will come to you gratefully as a good friend."
4 days later, the spirit dictated the following message. "My friend, my life weighed very little on the scales of eternity. Nevertheless, I am far from being unhappy. I am in a humble situation, but relatively happy for someone who, without striving for perfection, committed few wrongs. If creatures can be happy within a limited sphere, very well. I am one of them. I regret only one thing, which is that I myself did not know then what you do now. For my state of confusion would have been shorter and less difficult. In fact, that state was lengthy, feeling and not feeling alive, seeing my body and feeling strongly connected to it, but unable to use it, seeing those whom I love and sensing the thought that connected me to them vanish. How awful! What a cruel time! What a moment when bewilderment takes you into its grip and strangles you, and immediately afterwards, total darkness, feeling alive and then in an instant later feel non-existent, wanting to be aware of yourself but unable to grasp it, not existing but in a profound state of confusion, sensing that you do in fact exist nonetheless. And then, after an incalculable amount of time, a time of suffocating anguish because you can't comprehend it, a time that seems unending, you are slowly reborn to a new existence. You awaken to a new world. No physical body, no earthly life, but immortal life. No man or woman of flesh, but rather light spirit forms gliding by on all sides, circulating around you without your being able to embrace all of them in one glance because they flutter about in the infinite, having space before you and being able to travel it at will, communicating through thought with everything that surrounds you. My friend, what an entirely new life. What a dazzling life. What a blessed life. Oh, hail. Hail you, all eternity. You have taken me into your heart. Farewell, all earth. You've kept me for so long from my true spirit nature. No, I would not request anything else from you, for you are the earth of exile, and your greatest happiness is nothing to me. But if I had only known what you know, how much easier and pleasant the beginning of this other life would have been. I would have already known before dying what I had to learn much later at the moment of separation, and my soul would have freed itself more easily. You are on the pathway, but you will never have done too much. Tell this to my son. Tell him so often that he ends up believing and understanding, for then, when he comes here, he will never be separated. Goodbye to all of you, my friends. Goodbye. I'm waiting for you, and during the time in which you remain on the earth, I will come often to learn beside you, because I still do not know as much as many of you, but I shall learn quickly here. For I no longer endure the troubles that encumbered me or the old age that sapped my strength. Here, we live fully and evolve, for the horizons stretch out so beautifully before our eyes that we feel impatient to embrace them. Goodbye. I will leave you now. Goodbye. Van Durst.